Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. The Dogmen. I met my best friend Ben when I was 19. We started a degree in music together and had absolutely nothing in common, which we loved about each other. What shocked us was how in sync our childhoods had been. From being born 2 weeks apart to the age of 12, we shared a lot of experiences, even though we never met. I remember Ben telling me about a VHS he used to have with Huxley Pig and Will Quack Quack cartoons on it, saying how obscure it was and how I'd love it. I replied that I knew exactly what VHS he was referring to and also still had a copy of it. This sort of thing happened a lot between us, so we liked to quiz each other from time to time, then joke about how different we were for our identical upbringings. One night when I was staying over at Ben's house, we got on the topic of kids' ghost stories. I love creepy stories, but Ben hates them, so the conversation was slow going at first. We started with the usual stories kids in the neighborhood spread. It was funny how many of our town's stories were exactly the same for being opposite sides of the city and river, 10 miles from each other. The dilapidated places were always haunted. We had both heard about a one-eyed black cat nobody owns that watches the children play out. The list of stories went on, as did the similarities. Ben got surprisingly into the discussion. "So you've even heard of this story?" etc., to which I confirmed or told my town's slightly different version of the story. That's how the night progressed. After we exhausted the conversation, he ended with, "Even to this day, I'm still scared of the Dogmen, so please tell me you've heard that story too." I just remember being dumbfounded, saying I had no idea what a Dogman was. As far as I'm aware, the Dogmen story is just in Ben's town. We tried looking on the internet, but Ben was too easily freaked out by pictures and scary stories that popped up as we searched. The Dogmen really grabbed my attention. Usually kids' ghost stories go into so much detail, like the color of the ghost's dress, or the exact way the hair hangs over the ghost's eyes. But there wasn't much information about the Dogmen. The details were vague. His words at the time were sounding like the older kids who were allowed out to the street told us about dogmen who stood in the alleys at night, and the older kids were shamelessly scared to go there when it got dark. Obviously it was thugs or druggies, I explained, but he was adamant. No, because they ran away when they noticed the kids watching them. They'd climb up the high walls of the back alley into people's backyards really fast, without making a noise. The older kids wouldn't talk about it unless pushed. He said their feelings seemed too real to make it a joke to scare the younger kids. His childhood friend Wes claimed to have saw one too. The story goes the Dogmen would be found standing in small groups, or more often solitary in the middle of an alley, looking for scraps of food, not doing much else. Ben seriously thinks he saw one with his mom one day walking back from the shops. Apparently it was in a fenced-off area where a block of flats had been demolished a few weeks earlier. At the opposite side of this land, he saw a skinny, hunchbacked man cupping his hands full of water from a stream which ran through the plot, washing his long, greasy hair, almost ritualistically. Even though he didn't see the homeless man's face and was quite far away to make out details, he swears something about that man wasn't quite human. I blamed a child's imagination and exaggerated memories, but he swears it. He showed me the area the next morning, and if he and his mother are remembering correctly, I have no idea why even a homeless man would wash his hair in that dirty stream. I first met Wes a few weeks after the night I learned about the Dogmen, and didn't hesitate to ask for his first-hand account of the Dogmen. It was the main reason I decided to meet him after all. His description was similar to Ben's, but his encounter was far more up close. Wes lived further from the local corner shop than Ben, and used to take a shortcut through an alley when he walked there. The wheelie bins were out that day. He said he could hear a cat or dog feeding on some discarded food behind one of the bins. It happens a lot, and everyone knows to keep a distance so the dog won't get aggravated and attack. But Wes said the dog didn't look right. He only got a quick glance before it ran behind the wall with a rotten roast chicken hanging from its mouth. According to his memory, it was running more like a hyena than a normal dog, with its shoulders held much higher than its hips. The snout was too short, and the ears were more elfin than a dog's. He can't remember if the creature had fur or not, but it definitely was naked. Not long after, he overheard the other kids talking about the dogmen and realized what he had seen. I like Wes. He has a doubting attitude akin to mine and admitted his memory may have been influenced by the older kids' stories. It could have just been a normal dog struggling to carry a whole chicken away after being startled. The story lay dormant, not mentioned for months after I spoke to Wes. In that time, I had moved away and have only managed to visit Ben 3 times since then. The last time I met with him, we decided to go to the local takeaway in the early hours of the morning, and I got my very own encounter of what could have been dogmen. Right on the same abandoned plot where Ben saw the homeless man bathing, there was a decent-sized fire burning. I could make out possibly 3 silhouettes huddled around the flames. Ben's area is pretty rough, so this wasn't an unusual sight, but I don't know how to describe it. Those figures weren't moving naturally. My view wasn't great because Ben would move closer than we were, but I swear those silhouettes never stood completely upright. We watched them for about 5 minutes. They were hunched over with their backs to us, warming their gloved hands by the fire with their hoods up. I remember one of them moving closer to the fire while keeping its hands on the ground. It would have been easier to just stand and walk closer, but it shuffled awkwardly, using its arms. Everything about their movements was indescribably awkward. I was so excited. It had to have been the dogmen. I didn't want them to spot us, so we left pretty soon after, but I forced Ben to visit the bonfire with me the next day. There was just a milk crate set next to a charred circle on the ground. Nothing proved these beings were inhuman. Strangely, there were bones in amongst the smoldering papers and branches that had been burning the night before. We could make out sooty handprints where at least one of the homeless people had presumably crawled directly over the charred ground. The trail of handprints led away from the bonfire and faded after a couple of meters. That was all we found. We walked away feeling slightly silly, laughing at how we had probably been stalking a trio of drunk tramps. However, Ben's realization unnerved us terribly. As the hand trail faded, he pointed out large paw print becoming more and more prominent in the middle of the fading handprints. Then it struck me why I had found their gait so weird the night before. As that man had walked closer to the fire, he placed his feet in exactly the same spot where his hands had been. We stared in shock, not sure what to make of the trail. Then the yelps and growls of dogs fighting came from a bush uncomfortably close to us. I'm not ashamed to say that we ran away crapping ourselves. Maybe it was just a pack of dogs. We didn't care to look, and I'm never going back there again to find out. Hey, this is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed that story, go ahead over to my website and make a comment to www.scarystorytime.com. Also, I'd love to tell your story. So if you want me to tell your story, go ahead and create an account. It's free. And submit it. You can also call me on Sunday nights starting in June and tell your own story in your own voice. Live over the phone, and we can chat about it for a minute. Stay tuned for more details on that. If you'd like to support the show, visit my Patreon account at www.patreon.com/spookyboo scary story time. I'm gonna head on over to watch Creature Features now. I just love watching Creature Features. You can watch it with me on Saturday nights on Coffee TV 20, or you can watch it on creaturefeatures.tv.